This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
It's show week here at Kennedy Saves the World. And let's bring in our Monday afternoon ringer, Jimmy Failla.
There he is. Jimmy's here.
Jimmy's here, everyone.
Hey, girl.
Hey, call off the dogs. Jimmy's here.
No, we got him. It's good.
So we got two things coming up this week, Jim. It's a big week for the Laughs and Liberty tour.
Real.
And Laughs and Liberty adjacent shenanigans.
There's a lot of...
Let's start with tonight.
Okay.
We're live on stage with Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Now, I have to ask you, Jimmy, is this an intervention? And is it for me or you?
I don't even know. I don't know whose idea this was. Okay. Drew's wife, Susan, who's a lovable, fabulous force of nature.
She is.
Has just willed this event on the universe and pulled together this cavalcade of people who probably don't ever belong on the same stage all at once. But it's you, me, Drew. Cat Timpf is in the house. There's a couple of outsiders trying to muscle in. Someone we'd accept in the Tenchuli Banderas, I believe, is rumored to be there. But then I've been told, of course, JB's great. But then I've been told there's like mutual friends I have with Susan through comedy. They're like, yeah, they asked to get on a show. I'm like, what is going on?
Who is they?
This is, yeah, this was supposed to be like an event. It's become like a town hall.
Yes.
Where anyone can just get the mic and go.
Or like a CNN panel.
Yeah. So I don't even know that I'm the more crowded it gets, the less noticeable it's going to be that I'm not going. I'm not going to announce it. I'm just not going to show up. They won't even know. The more people, the better. But it's tonight at 8:30, Chelsea Music Hall. It's going to be a banger.
No, when I think of Dr. Drew, I think of Loveline on K-Rock, where he and I both started.
Thank you.
I've known Dr. Drew since I was an intern at K-Rock when I was 18 years old.
Wow.
And I would linger in the building until I got forcefully kicked out for being a bit of a leg humper. It was all legs at that point.
Yeah, yeah, you were a different woman back then.
I maintained the hymen for quite a few years after that. But Dr. Drew has been instrumental in so many parts of my life that it's nice to be on stage. I'm glad he's still talking to me.
No, I'm very pro-Drew.
Yes.
And it'll just be exciting to go an hour without his wife texting. Because Susan Ha, and she knows this, she confesses to this, she has a very good data plan. Like she is, you know, we all have a friend that doesn't send one text message, they send 77
text messages. Yeah, Kat Timpf does that. So Kat doesn't just send you a sentence.
Yeah.
She sends you like a half a sentence and then 14 more individual texts that would at some point, if you knit them together, would be a sentence or a short paragraph.
A lot of people don't know this. The Dan Brown novel, The Da Vinci Code, was originally about a Kat Timpf text. It was actually Tom Hanks.
Is it a generational thing?
Yeah, he has T-Mobile, and he's like, what is this woman trying to say to me about a comedy show at Chelsea Music Hall?
There's always a cliffhanger.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot of that.
There's a lot of, bro, you won't believe this. And then you don't hear from her for three more hours.
Dude, are you sitting down? And then she doesn't get back to you for a day
panic.
And a half.
And then she'll be like, I got new extensions. I'm like, oh, they look great.
You
look fantastic.
You don't
Better than ever. So we're doing that tonight. It's at the Chelsea Music Hall.
Sounds fancy.
I've never been there.
I don't even know where it is.
Are they going to let us in?
No promises.
Are we the people on the picture that we see here behind Fox Security? Because they have a lot of pictures of people like, do not admit these
people. When you go out that side door?
Yeah.
I don't know that we... That's funny, because maybe that's what the promo was about. The promo isn't about letting us in. It's about keeping us out.
Yeah.
That's why it's there. I do believe we're getting it. I do believe this is a consensual
booking.
But
if I see my aunt and uncle and one of my brothers, I'll know that...
They're having a little talk with you. Everyone here loves you.
First of all, we all love you. Second of all, you're a total pain in the ass, and you owe me a lot of money.
You owe me so much money.
But the other big trip we're making this week is Laughs and Liberty.
Bang.
I mean, this is it. Like, if you have an empty Christmas list and you're trying to get something for the person you love, get them a couple tickets to Utica. I don't even know if there are spots available.
The Stanley Theater in Utica, there's a handful of seats left.
Very few.
Listen, folks, and let's just be honest about it. It's going to sound like we're bragging.
Stop lying, Jim. Let's finally be honest.
When you talk about your hot showbiz towns, I think you say what? Vegas, L.A., probably Utica.
Branson maybe is on
maybe,
the list.
Maybe. Well, Utica, Branson. I mean, the last time I was in Utica, and I loved it, like the greatest audience ever. Yeah. They have great food because what a lot of people don't know about Utica, it's like, you know, about 3 hours from the city. Basically, everyone who wanted to escape mob life in like the 70s and 80s moved to Utica and opened a pizzeria.
Oh, great.
And they have the best Italian food in the world.
I mean, but those are the best scenes in The Sopranos.
Yep.
And any Martin Scorsese movie, mm-hmm. it's the food scenes.
Yes.
I mean, when they're making food in prison and Goodfellas, you
cutting,
want so desperately.
Cutting the garlic with a razor.
With a razor blade. Oh. Yeah, like you want to be a part of that.
Thank you.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
I know we're going to find some gluten-free options, including something called Utica Greens.
Utica
Greens. Is this a strain of marijuana?
Doesn't it sound like it?
Yes.
It sounds like something you'd buy behind the bowling alley.
Can I have Utica Greens and some purple kush?
This is what they do. Utica Greens. I've been reliably informed that it's escarole, okay? Mm-hmm. A leafy green.
Lovely. Flavorful.
Then every type
earthy.
Of Italian meat they serve.
Okay.
And some pecorino romano cheese.
Beautiful.
Get a little olive oil involved, mm-hmm. and it's fantastic.
There's not a breadcrumb in sight, though, right, Jim?
Well, you can get it without.
Okay.
You get it custom ordered. Because I'm sure there are breadcrumbs in there for your whole little celiac thing, though.
You know what that does?
Yeah.
You want that on the whole car ride back?
Utica Browns?
You want
come on, man.
You want Miles Davis as your co-pilot?
Come on! We're taking the roof off the Bronco! But it's the last stop, and now you know why. I'm kidding. Literally the last stop.
Pull over! We have to hand off the Freedom Challenge.
Yes, we do.
Because we've been teasing this for, 6 or 8 months?
Yeah, we can get away with not doing it, though. Like, we could postpone it. But it's the last stop on this current incarnation.
My favorite Jimmy Fallonism. Mm. It's like, we don't have to do that.
No, we don't have to do that. Don't worry about it.
You don't even have
but
to show
it's,
up.
It's the grand finale. No, I'll be there. Tonight, I'll be there tonight. And by there, I mean my living room watching Monday Night Football. The more crowded this show gets, the less likely I am
I'll
to attend.
I'll never forget when we were having a Christmas party for our old show, Rest in Peace. And we're moving from one venue to another. And as we were moving to another bar, my very eager assistant, Ben, was like, Jimmy, you coming with us to the bar? You're like, absolutely. I just have to go.
I move my car.
Move my car.
I go.
But what you didn't tell him is that you had to move it to Long Island.
You got it. I go right back. I got to go move my car to Long Island. And we were obviously on the east side of Manhattan. And he was like, what? Okay. That's so far away.
Yeah.
No, I was going home. But yeah, there's, I would say, an 80-20 chance I'll be there tonight. And by there, I do mean my living room. You know what it is? And I want to go. I've been promoting it, but I just got back the COVID test moments ago.
Oh, no, Jim.
I have a whole new strain. Yeah, it's a whole to-do.
It's the RSV-HIV combo that you didn't tell us about?
I'm actually pregnant with murder hornets.
The last thing America needs is murder hornets shooting out Jimmy's
pee hole.
I wanted
to go to this gig tonight, but what happened is the same doctor who infected me with monkeypox impregnated me with murder hornets. How do I show up to this gig tonight in good conscience when I should be home safely watching Monday Night Football on the comfort of my couch?
If by doctor you mean white coat clad rub and tug therapist. All right, sure.
So, yes, I may be there tonight, probably on Zoom. We're still working out the feed as we speak. But Utica this weekend is 100% a go. I will be in Utica, the Stanley Theater.
God, I hope so. I mean, I remember enough of your set that I might be able to cobble it together, but I'm going to tell the punchlines first.
I love that. It's my favorite.
Everything.
That's my favorite. The best thing about comedy, and you guys, everyone needs to know this. If you're ever bringing up a comedian in a venue, any venue, okay, the only rule is say their name last. Why? Because the minute the name gets said, people start clapping. Mm-hmm. So when you're in a room full of people and you're like, I'm going to bring up Jimmy Fallon now, and they start clapping, and then you go, he's a radio host at Fox. He's on TV. And now you come on stage to nothing.
Yeah.
Just spoken word. Yeah. Death. So that's the only thing I request. Tonight at the Chelsea Music Hall, when you're introducing me via Zoom, say my name last.
And we'll be selling merch this weekend.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, farts in a jar. From the Utica Greens.
Baby girl, we're going to get that money.
This has gone so far off the rails. We're going to need another separate intervention from Dr. Drew. This has been Kennedy Saves the World, along with Jimmy Failla. I'm Kennedy.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.